I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Many breast cancer survivors continue to feel the emotional impact from cancer after their treatment has concluded. Dr. Stacy Maurer is here to talk about supporting breast cancer survivors after treatment. Dr. Maurer is an assistant professor in the College of Medicine, and she's a clinical psychologist at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Maurer, what are some of the lingering emotional issues or concerns for breast cancer survivors after their treatment has ended?
Often breast cancer survivors expect life to go back to normal once treatment ends, but they're often still dealing with both the physical and the emotional toll of treatment. I often hear survivors express concerns about the cancer coming back and even struggling with how to make plans for the future, like whether they should go back to work or other activities.
Tell us about the online support group that you're involved in at Hollings Cancer Center, specifically for breast cancer survivors after treatment.
We have a monthly support group meeting where the goal is to connect breast cancer survivors with other women who have also experienced breast cancer. So our goal is to show this group that they're not alone.
And what's your role with this support group and what will go on? What sorts of things will be discussed?
Each month, we'll have a loose topic of conversation. For example, communication with family and friends, body image concerns after treatment, or dealing with anxiety associated with a cancer recurrence. And during the group, we want to provide a loose framework for the breast cancer survivors to ask questions of the other women in the group. We hope that the participants are able to learn more from each other, although I will be there to answer questions as needed.
Dr. Maurer, you've worked with breast cancer survivors for quite some time now. How is it that you are able to get them to open up from time to time about some of the things they're struggling with?
I think breast cancer survivors are really looking for this type of support. And more than anything else, what helps them to open up is just somebody asking the right questions.
And what about friends and family? What else can friends and family do to be supportive, to lend an ear, to be available to chat? What does it really mean to be a good listener in this scenario?
First, I would encourage patience, you know, as the breast cancer survivors trying to navigate their new life after cancer. I often hear that some of the least helpful advice that a breast cancer survivor can receive is think more positively or don't worry about the cancer. So being able to be a listening ear without necessarily trying to fix the problem can be the most powerful support. Also, not forcing them to talk about how they're feeling if they're not ready to do so. It's more about creating that space for them to talk openly and freely when they're ready.
Dr. Maurer, thanks for this information about support for breast cancer survivors after treatment.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.